Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in for the great Alex Jones. So much news to cover tonight, this Sunday night. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you visit Infowars.com/show and share the link. Make sure you visit InfowarsStore.com and be part of the reason why Infowars is still on the air. So much to cover. I don't even know where to start. I guess we'll start with this government shutdown fiasco. McCarthy days ago, of course, before this temporary resolution passed, said there's no path forward. The Senate stopgap bill is dead on arrival as shutdown approaches. And the update as of the 30th was that it looks like the Senate isn't willing to strip Ukraine funds from the continuing resolution. In a Friday night tweet, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, said that the misguided Senate bill has no path forward and is dead on arrival. He tweeted out, "The House will continue to work around the clock to keep government open and prioritize the needs of American people." This, of course, was due to a conflict of interest between Republicans who are less inclined to fund Ukraine and Democrats who insist that we should. Of course, this can't be said for all Republicans because you'll see that we did pass a temporary budgetary bill that seems to support Ukraine. But the problem I have with this particular tweet is the emphasis on the importance of keeping government open. I mean, I think this is part of the reason why people are so disenfranchised with McCarthy, is that, like many Republicans, he just doesn't seem to understand that we've gotten to a point as conservatives, as patriots, where a government shutdown would be absolutely outstanding. I have no problem with the federal government shutting down except for absolutely necessary things like protecting the border, which, of course, we don't do, protecting private property rights and enforcing contracts, for protecting individual rights. And he's emphasizing here the importance of keeping the government open. This is just immediately sort of alienating to me to look at. And you'll see that Biden did sign the CR bill allowing U.S. government to avoid shutdown. Late on Saturday, the U.S. Congress passed a continuing resolution bill that will keep the government running for the next 45 days. I wonder if Biden will be able to run for the next 45 days. He always seems like he's on low battery. The bill was then passed to the president for his signature. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a short-term spending bill approved by the Congress, which provides continuing funding of government work for a period of 45 days until the 17th of November, the White House said on Sunday. On Saturday, the U.S. cleared the 60-vote threshold needed to pass the short-term bill that will continue to fund the government for the next 45 days. The funding will include disaster relief funds, an extension of a federal flood insurance program, and FAA reauthorization. It will not include assistance for Ukraine, as is said in this statement, but if we look at what Matt Gaetz had to say, more deceit, Gaetz rages over McCarthy-Ukraine side deal to pass stopgap. Gaetz says that McCarthy didn't tell House Republicans about the resolution until after the vote had taken place, and he tweets out, "Wow, Speaker McCarthy made a side Ukraine deal with Democrats and didn't tell House Republicans until after his continuing resolution passed." So more shenanigans from the right, more assistance for Ukraine, more betrayal of Americans. I would much rather see the government shut down entirely than our tax dollars be spent continuously to fund Nazis in Ukraine at the expense of the American people, but that's just not how it goes in Congress. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back after this break. Make sure you visit InfowarsStore.com. We've got several awesome deals going on right now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock at 25% off. It's back. It's the platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulas, and it's returned. Don't wait until it's out of stock again. Boost your natural systems and get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today for 25% off. This is the ultimate foundation of our supplements. It is a great way to sort of kickstart your path into InfoWars life, and it sets you up for success with all of the other awesome products that we offer on the platform. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back after this break.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser filling in for the great Alex Jones. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with you this Sunday evening. So much news to cover. It seems like the Republicans have betrayed America again, and we'll continue to support Ukraine and keep the federal government open. But what else is there to expect, folks? Of course they want to keep the government open. After all, they are the government, and I have no problem with Republican voters. And frankly, I don't have many problems with the average Democrat voter, though I do see them as very misguided. But it's our politicians, the actual leadership. When I talk about leftists, I'm talking about leftists in power, and that includes most Republicans in power. To me, leftism is anything that seeks to expand the government and minimize the rights of individual people, and it is a virus that has taken hold in this country far worse than COVID ever did. We see now that Biden is demanding uninterrupted cash flow to Ukraine. President Joe Biden has welcomed a bipartisan short-term budget deal that will keep the U.S. government open for the next 45 days, but was disappointed that none of the billions of dollars in aid to Kyiv that he had requested made it into the final bill. So we do have Matt Gaetz sort of accusing McCarthy of making a Ukraine side deal. We cannot under any circumstances allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted, Biden said in a brief statement on Saturday night shortly after Congress passed the measure. Let's go ahead and run clip 11 so we can see exactly what the left complains about in terms of our national budget versus what they're demanding here in their uninterrupted cash flow for our foreign so-called allies.
Their bill includes devastating 30% cuts. You heard me, 30% cuts. And listen to what that means. It would eliminate 12,000 FBI agents, almost 1,000 ATF agents, and more than 500 local law enforcement.
So they're incredibly disappointed at cuts to our own federal government and happy to spend all sorts of money on Ukraine anywhere they can. Maybe they could work out some sort of a deal where if we stop supporting foreign so-called allies, we could afford to keep employees in the federal government. Though I have no problem with cuts being made to the ATF or to the IRS, because frankly, I think that the ATF is totally unnecessary and the IRS is theft. I even question whether or not income tax is constitutional. I know that we passed a constitutional amendment to allow it, but I think it's very questionable as to whether or not that was a legitimate effort that was made. And to me, just on principle, I think that the concept of income tax is totally abhorrent to all of the principles in which this country was founded on. A new exclusive report that a UK journalist was arrested for reporting on Ukrainian Nazis' visit to Parliament in Canada tells all. I know Owen covered this fairly extensively last week. Of course, we had the Canadian Parliament give two standing ovations for an actual formerly enlisted Nazi. Of course, the House Speaker, I believe the Parliament Speaker of Canada, resigned over this oversight. And Trudeau was not reluctant at all to blame others, everyone basically, except for himself, for it. But they actually arrested a journalist in the UK for calling out what happened. And then they forced the House Speaker to resign over actually doing what was reported. So freedom of speech is totally under attack. Meanwhile, we've got Russia and North Korea seemingly getting closer and closer, which is scary because North Korea is basically an extension of China. So any friendliness between North Korea and Russia is an indicator of friendliness between China and Russia. Of course, China seems to be positioning itself to invade Taiwan. Check out clip 10 of Kim Jong-un visiting Russia. So you can see he's visiting an air hangar and doing his typical Kim Jong-un thing where he looks around as if he's an expert in everything. And people explain different technologies to him, and he appears to be making suggestions or commenting on different details. But the fact that they've had this reciprocity between Russia and North Korea is very alarming, especially given that China and Russia have seemed to be more and more buddy-buddy since the onset of the Ukrainian war. There he is, meeting Putin. Looks like he's lost weight. Oh, no, never mind. It's just good lighting. But you can see they're exploring the hangar. Putin's looking very KGB. And that was reported by the Wall Street Journal. World War III military draft could be imminent. Are we about to be conscripted to fight Russia? Josh Sigurdsson reports on recent findings in the updated edition of the U.S. Army War College's academic journal. One of the disturbing pieces in the section titled, quote, "Casualties, Replacements, and Reconstitutions," end quote, says large-scale combat operations troop requirements may well require a reconceptualization of the 1970s and 1980s volunteer force and a move toward partial conscription. So now we have our own military in writing, suggesting that we prepare for at least partial conscription. And we know that partial conscription typically leads to mass conscription, if not universal conscription. And so it seems like the U.S. military is legitimately concerned about World War III. I don't know that the military itself is pushing for World War III, but it wouldn't surprise me given that the military-industrial complex does stand to make billions upon billions, if not trillions of dollars, if World War III actually takes place. If the military is even considering mandatory conscription, then they indeed will enforce it later, as is written here. Not since the Vietnam War have we seen conscription, and the only way such conscription would happen is versus Russia. While it's unlikely to see an actual ground war with China, as a naval war is more likely, China will most definitely back Russia in such a large-scale war. Russia has far more nuclear weapons than the United States. The proxy war we are seeing happen today between Russia, Ukraine, and China, Taiwan are completely scripted events leading us into the Great Reset. Order out of chaos is the goal. Globalists need an excuse to reset the currency and the culture and world order in general. More reporting on this from RT. Western idiots want World War III, says ex-Russian president. The conflict in Ukraine may lead to World War III because of the idiots occupying leading roles in the West, former Russian president Dmitry Medvedev has warned. And frankly, I think he's right. Frankly, I think that the United States is responsible for everything that happened in the Cold War. I believe that what happened was we came out of World War II. We'd established these major military contractors. We'd established this military-industrial complex. And after we came out of World War II, all of the demand for those contractors, those businesses, those individuals just evaporated because we were no longer in a world war. And so what did they do in order to make sure that demand stayed in place? Well, they established a Cold War and said, hey, if we don't continue to build up our arms as if World War II is still going on, then communism will spread everywhere and Russia will nuke us. And so for decades, we expanded our military power. We expanded our nuclear arsenal. And we perpetuated this Cold War even though there probably wasn't even a real threat. We saw the same thing happen after World War II with agriculture. All of a sudden, we started putting high fructose corn syrup in all of our food because all of the demand for our agriculture to ship overseas to supply our soldiers had suddenly evaporated. And so what else were we going to do with all the corn that we were producing? Oh, well, let's turn it into sugar and put high fructose corn syrup instead of pure cane sugar and everything. And that's why our whole entire country is fat. It's the same exact thing that happened with the military-industrial complex, happened with the agricultural-industrial complex, for lack of a better expression. And so, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it one bit if the military-industrial complex actually wants World War III to happen. The upside to World War III happening is we would actually see a draining of the swamp. I mean, if Washington, D.C. got nuked, maybe it would solve a lot of our problems. That's basically the main reason why I think we'll never enter nuclear war, is because why would our enemies ever do us a favor and wipe out everybody in Washington, D.C. who's responsible for all the corruption and evil and injustice that's happening to our own people? We'll cover more of this in the next segment. Make sure you stick with us and visit InfoWarsStore.com during the break and be part of the reason why InfoWars is still on the air.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in for the great Alex Jones. Again, it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you, covering the falling apart, the entropy of America under the Biden regime, as Nor bin Laden calls it. The regime, it is not an administration, it is a regime. It is embodied by corruption. It is the very embodiment of corruption itself. I'm going to show you a series of clips just to give you a sense of how things are going in America. Let's run 3, 4, 5, and 7.
Gracias.
You see that fist bump? Border Patrol just giving a fist bump as people cross. Here's Philly, Apple Store. Probably saw this on Twitter. They do the same thing with ballots. Here's a harbor in Newport. I lived right outside of Newport. A bunch of teenagers, looks like they hijacked some school buses. And they're just doing donuts in the harbor. Unbelievable. Gen Z can drive stick. And then transgender student just beats the living hell out of another student. This is the chaos under the Biden administration. No justice. No order. No respect for communities or rights of individuals, just totally, totally torn apart. Meanwhile, close the effing border, Staten Island residents display banner over highway. There's more on this, but I want to pop over to clip 9, which is a video showing Biden's Border Patrol again cuts barbed wire to help illegals enter the U.S. Clip 9.
In Eagle Pass, Texas, where just moments ago, Customs and Border Protection cut a hole through the concertina wire that has been stretched by Texas DPS along the border there to allow migrants to come through. It was initially a group of about 60 to 70 people. It swelled to some 300 very, very quickly. Some women and children who were sort of in the middle of the river were picked up by, I guess it would be Texas DPS, because they're running the airboats there up and down the river, and taken out of the water and to safer ground there. But as you can see, as we have watched for the last couple of weeks, the illegal migration
across
the United States continues with this border crossing in Eagle Pass, seeing thousands of people. And then over the weekend, we set what we believe is a new record of 11,000 people crossing into the United States in a single day. We'll keep an eye on this for you. In the meantime,
you know, I was somebody who didn't really care about the border until the last couple of years. And, you know, I've always been pro-borders and pro-legal immigration. And I just kind of grew up in a community that was conservative, but thought, hey, you know, these people kind of creeping in, these people leaking into our country really are just trying to work hard at jobs that we don't want to do and send money back to their families. That was kind of what my thinking was. But now that we have, like, the equivalent of the state of Wyoming coming in every month, this is a full-scale invasion. How can you claim that we have a country if we're just cutting the barbed wire and allowing people in. I mean, Trump worked so hard to build the wall, raised so much money to build the wall, but built much of it, hundreds of miles of it, repaired hundreds of miles of it. And now it doesn't even matter whether or not there's a law because we have an administration that doesn't enforce the wall at all. It doesn't matter if we have a wall because the administration won't enforce the laws. If we're just going to cut the barbed wire, if we're going to cut the fencing, then what's the point of even having a border at all or a wall at all? This is why it's so important that we have the right administration in place. Frankly, what's alarming to me most about this is that we've allowed the executive branch of this country to become so powerful that the differences in policy swage so drastically depending on who's in office. Like, if there's a major leftist in office, they shouldn't have the power to do this. Just like if there's a major right-winger in office, they shouldn't have a power by executive authority to do a bunch of stuff that I agree with. The executive branch is way overpowered when we can just totally neglect the Constitution of the United States, the fact that we have a country, the fact that we have immigration laws. If we can totally neglect it, then do we even have a constitution anymore? To me, when you're cutting the barbed wire and just letting people into our country, it's a metaphor for what Pelosi did to the State of the Union address, as if she was doing the very same thing to the Constitution of the United States. She might as well just rip it in half. Let's go ahead and play clip 16 while we have time, just so that we can show what's happening in Sweden, because they've let too many migrants in.
Remember back in 2017 when Trump said this about Sweden?
You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible.
He was talking generally about soaring crime and terror attacks attributable to mass migration and open borders. But then the media, including primarily the BBC, mocked him for talking about something that supposedly didn't exist. Sweden to Trump. What happened last night? Trump tries to explain remark about Sweden amid confusion. They also mocked your boy here for saying similar stuff. Well, they're not mocking us now. Here's the BBC reporting today about how rampant gang violence has forced the Swedish Prime Minister to call on the army to perform law enforcement. Ulf Kristersson addressed the nation last night during a televised speech, announcing that emergency talks will take place today with the commander-in-chief of the Swedish armed forces. Now, more and more children and completely innocent people are affected by the gross violence, he said. I cannot emphasize enough how serious the situation is. Sweden has never seen anything like this before. No other country in Europe has seen anything like this. Kristersson blamed the, quote, unsuccessful integration of the millions of migrants who have poured into the country as one of the primary reasons behind the chaos. This after the former leftist Prime Minister, Magdalena Andersson, acknowledged that mass migration had led to violent parallel societies. In just 12 hours, two men were shot dead in Stockholm, and a 25-year-old woman was killed in a blast at her own home. 12 people have been killed in gang violence so far this month alone. Grenade attacks and riots have become common. Place. Not to mention the soaring rates of non-violent crimes. Sweden went from being one of the safest countries in Europe to the second most dangerous. Gee, I wonder what changed. No one's laughing now, are they? I guess Trump was right all along. But according to the spokesperson of a group linked to Amnesty International, the real root of the problem isn't being addressed. And that's that there aren't enough youth clubs and sports centres for young people. Wow, they've really identified the true cause of runaway gang violence and ethnic riots. There just aren't enough tables. Tennis facilities and squash courts. Yeah, I'm sure that'll fix it.
We'll be covering more in the next segment. Make sure you visit the InfoWarsStore.com online store to check out the InfoWars Life Trifecta Pack, 40% off sale, which ends in 1 week. Available in a combo for the first time ever, the InfoWars Life Trifecta Pack includes the bestsellers DNA Force Plus, The Real Red Pill Plus, and Bodies. This deal is only available for one more week, so be sure to get it now before it's too late. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go down. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geyser, filling in for Alex Jones. So much news to cover. It's the same story, you know. I've been listening to a lot of the broadcasts way back to 2001, just for fun. I throw them on. I like to listen to on this day 20 years ago. Just try to see what Alex said. And it's the same story. I mean, he's been talking about the New World Order for over 20 years, and all we're seeing are different variables and the same formula.
They're expanding power, they are trying to conglomerate power, and they are trying to mitigate individual rights because international leaders have incentive to protect each other against their own constituents, against their people. They come together at these meetings in Davos or wherever they meet, and they conspire to keep each other in power in exchange for favors, in exchange for expanding that power as an effort to mitigate any sort of constituent bases, any sort of people of any individual leader. They want to make sure that no people has the power to overthrow the status quo. Biden labels the entire MAGA base extremist. Let's run clip one and then talk about that.
There's something dangerous happening in America now. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy.
God, I hope so.
The MAGA movement. Not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans, adhere to the MAGA extremist ideology. I know because I've been able to work with Republicans my whole career. But there's no question that today's Republican Party is driven and intimidated by MAGA Republican extremists. Their extreme agenda, if carried out, would fundamentally alter the institutions of American democracy as we know it. My friends, they're not hiding their attacks. They're openly promoting them. Attacking the free press as the enemy of the people. Attacking the rule of law as an impediment. Fomenting voter suppression and election subversion. Did you ever think we'd be having debates in your stage of your careers where banning books and burying history? Extremists in Congress more determined to shut down the government, to burn the place down, than to let the people's business be done. Our U.S. military, and this is not hyperbole, I've said it for the last 2 years, is the strongest military in the history of the world. Not just the strongest in the world, in the history of the world. The most diverse, most powerful in the history of the world. And it's being accused of being weak and woke by the opposition. One guy in Alabama is holding up the promotion of every hundreds of these officers. Frankly, these extremists have no idea what the hell they're talking about. I'm serious. They're pushing a notion the defeated former president expressed when he was in office and believes applies only to him. And this is a dangerous notion. This president is above the law, no limits on power. Trump says the Constitution gave him, quote, the right to do whatever he wants as president, end of quote. I've never heard a president say that in jail.
He says that we're attacking the free press because we call the press the enemy of the people when we know that the press has been systematically compromised by the intelligence community since the Red Scare. So there is no free press anymore, folks. If we've learned anything from Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter and the Twitter leaks, the Twitter files, if we've learned anything, we know that there is no free press in the United States of America. When you see network after network after network say the same thing over and over again at the same time, on the same days, from a central source, you can't say that there's a freedom of the press. The right does not attack free press. The right attacks a deep state press. It attacks a political press, not a private press. And how could he claim to be the advocate for the First Amendment right of freedom of press after we know that the Biden administration has systematically done everything it possibly can to censor free speech in this country? Because freedom of the press is just an extension of free speech. They're basically the same thing. They just wanted to explicitly state freedom of the press as well as freedom of speech. It doesn't just apply to individuals, but it applies to journalists and organizations as well. It's the same right. So he's saying that we're attacking the freedom of the press when we know that they're coming into these major big tech companies and asking for specific censorship of specific voices? But we're the enemies of the people. We're the ones that are extremists when his administration is literally getting hammered for bullying platforms into silencing individual Americans. He
saying that we want to ban books. We don't want to ban books. We just don't want porn to be purchased with our taxes and placed in public school systems. No one's saying that genderqueer can't be published or that individuals can't purchase that book if they want to off of Amazon or Barnes & Noble. We're just saying we don't want it in our public school libraries, but you're calling us book burners? Just last week, I covered on the American Journal. The press is saying that we're dog whistling to right-wing extremists because we have a six-month plan in 2025. And they're saying 6 months is how long it took for the Nazis to take over Germany. So by having a six-month plan instead of a 100-day plan, that's a dog whistle to right-wing extremists. And now they're calling us book burners like the Nazis, against the freedom of the press like the Nazis, and extremists like the Nazis. They're trying to frame us as Nazis while they steal our money and fund it to literal Nazis and give standing ovations to formerly enlisted Nazis. And I'm not just using hyperbole here. When they're giving standing ovations to formerly enlisted Nazis, it doesn't get any more pro-Nazi than that. It's the same exact thing. Let's go ahead and run clip 17 to see what I mean.
What about what Elon Musk has done to Twitter, lowering guardrails against misinformation? Does that contribute to it?
Yeah, it does. Look, one of the things, as I said to you, when I thought I wasn't going to run, I was going to write a book about the changes taking place. And most of it's directed over the years for these fundamental changes in society by changing technology. Mm-hmm. Gutenberg printing and the printing press changed the way Europeans could talk to one another all the way to today. Where do people get their news? They go on the internet. They go online. They go, and you have no notion whether it's true or not.
So he's saying that we're against freedom of the press while he complains about freedom of speech on X, claiming that Elon Musk's X has made it so Americans have no notion whether news is true or not. Joe Biden claimed Elon Musk's purchase of X, formerly Twitter, has made it so Americans have no notion of whether news is true or not, or what news is true or not. In a pro-public interview on Sunday, Biden claimed Musk's X platform is contributing to rise in misinformation, which basically is a dog whistle for we need to censor more. What about what Elon Musk has done to Twitter, lowering the guardrails against misinformation? Does that contribute to it? The host, John Harwood, asked. And Biden blamed Elon Musk for misinformation. Meanwhile, the Lincoln Project founder is roasted for claiming that January 6th was worse than 9/11 during a podcast. They're doing everything they can to try to label you as an extremist. That's what's going on here, folks. They're trying to do everything they can to say that you are a domestic terrorist, you are an extremist, because if you're classified as a domestic terrorist, you don't have the same rights as an American citizen, and they want to come after you, they want to persecute you, they want to tax you, they want to audit you, they want to silence you, they want to bully you, they want to harass you, they want to strip your friends and family from you, they want to divide America against you, because we're the extremists. Stick with us, folks. We'll get more into this in the next segment. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason that InfoWars is still on the air. Be the reason that there is a voice against the New World Order takeover. There is a voice against globalism by getting something for yourself, your family, your friends, your loved ones. I can testify that all of our products are outstanding. I use at least one of the products every single day myself. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and stick with us. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. We've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in for the great Alex Jones. Make sure you visit Infowars.com/show and share the link. Because while other networks lie to you about what's happening now, Infowars tells you the truth about what's happening next. In new news, Jack Smith demands a gag order for Trump for claiming General Milley should be executed for treason. I believe Twitter used this excuse to censor several people after the most recent, quote, election. And frankly, I think that you should be able to say that somebody should be executed for treason, because it comes with the implication that there would, of course, be a trial, and there would be a jury of the accused peers, and only if found guilty would that execution occur. And frankly, I agree with Trump. I think that Biden and Milley and many others within the Biden regime should be charged formally with treason. They should be given the opportunity to defend themselves. A jury of their peers should render a verdict, and when found guilty, they should be hanged. Special Counsel Jack Smith submitted a new court filing demanding a gag order for former President Donald Trump, citing his disparaging remarks against the judge in his case, Judge Tanya Chutkan, as well as outgoing Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley. Because they're doing everything they can, they're using any excuse they possibly can to censor the former president because they are concerned that he is going to win the election in 2024. And by God, wouldn't that be a travesty if that element of democracy, that democratic element of our constitutional republic, be allowed to take place? They seem to love democracy so much. They want to protect democracy so much. We saw a clip in the last segment of Biden talking about the importance of the freedom of the press so much, the importance of not book burning so much, yet they want to make sure that a candidate for president, the most popular candidate for president, mind you, is not allowed to be on the ballot, let alone speak during this election process, because God forbid that most people would actually vote for him. Smith 2 weeks ago filed a motion for a limited gag order against Trump, but on Friday, Smith submitted a new motion in response to recent criticisms the former president made against Milley, Chutkan, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former Attorney General Bill Barr. And I spoke with Tony Schaefer, man, a couple of years ago when I first started my podcast. There's a clip somewhere, we might be able to dig it up before the end of the show today. Tony Schaefer told me that Bill Barr called him and just straight up asked him to stop investigating election fraud right after the election. Donald Trump, meanwhile, slamming lawless leftists at California GOP convention. Of course, he mimics Biden, 80, getting lost on stage and claims Gavin Newsom is plotting a 2024 run because why not? I still think it's going to be Michelle Obama. I'm with Ted Cruz on this. Meanwhile, is Google rigging the 2024 election, the controversy over invisible Republicans? A new report from the right-leaning media research center concludes that Google is burying search results for 2024 presidential candidates, but an expert in search engine optimization has suggested it's unlikely. Please, just go on Google right now and type in American inventors or famous inventors. I'd be interested if the crew would do this too. I want to see what pops up. Because if you're telling me, and they could have changed it since I last did this. I did this a couple of years ago, so maybe they fixed it since then. But if you're telling me that Google is not manipulating search results, then you probably lost your mind. According to various tests conducted by MRC and Just the News, the online visibility of these sites in generic searches for the GOP's 2024 bench is practically nil and not significantly better for RFK Jr., Biden's primary challenge on the left. Oh, they fixed it. They fixed it. A couple of years ago, the only results that would come up for American inventors were people of color. And it looks like they largely corrected it. Well, good for them fixing that problem. But they were definitely experimenting with manipulating those search results specifically. But we know that if you want to look up any information regarding COVID-19 or vaccine safety and efficacy, we know that all of the search results are filtered to only show the state-mandated narrative's results. We know that if you want to search Alex Jones or InfoWars on Google search results, you're only going to see negative press, and you're not going to see any InfoWars articles actually turn up in the search results, because as a fake news media site, we are being censored. We know that Google shut down Tulsi Gabbard's ad campaign during the Democratic primary in the last cycle, right after a tremendous performance in a debate where she practically ran over Kamala Harris in maybe the most embarrassing performance of anyone in the history of Democratic primary debates. And as soon as that happened, they shut down her ability to run ads. She had to sue in order to get that resolved. But by then, of course, it's too late, regardless of the outcome of any lawsuit. Trump vows to hold Silicon Valley tech giants accountable for censorship. I wish that he would have done this in his last term, because in large, I think the censorship is the reason that the state got away with so much that it did. I mean, during the entire pandemic, you couldn't claim that the virus came from a lab, because that was considered racist. Now we know that the virus did, in fact, come from a lab. At least that's by far the most likely explanation, that the virus came from the lab. You couldn't say any criticisms of any of the vaccines, particularly the mRNA vaccines, on any of the platforms. And we know now that they're causing all sorts of health problems, including myocarditis. And we know now that the vaccines were not 100% effective like they said they were. We know that they didn't stop the spread of the virus like they said they would. But for saying that on social media during his last term, you would totally lose your account. Meanwhile, IRS contractors are leaking tax info of rich Americans, including Donald Trump, the DOJ reveals. A U.S. Internal Revenue Service consultant has been indicted for allegedly stealing and leaking the tax returns of wealthy Americans, reportedly including then-President Donald Trump to media outlets. I wouldn't be surprised if he was put up to it by the government, by the deep state itself. This is what I was talking about when I was covering how Joe Biden is classifying right-wingers or MAGA Republicans as extremists or domestic terrorists. This is the type of harassment that we are going to be faced with. This harassment from the IRS targeting specifically right-wing individuals. And they always start with the influencers. They always start with the Donald Trumps or the Alex Joneses, but it won't be long before they come for you. Obviously, they've come for us here at InfoWars quite a bit. We know that Owen is facing a couple of months in prison for speaking his mind at the Capitol. And it's just going to work its way down from influencer to individual. Meanwhile, Bill Maher calls for Biden to drop out of the 2024 race. And he says that he looks like his own skeletal remains. I don't agree with I don't agree with Bill Maher most of the time. But at least he's willing to talk out against the left. At least he's an example of somebody that's of the left, that is a Democrat, that speaks some sense to the establishment left. And it's absolutely true that Joe Biden should back out. But frankly, I think that the Democratic Party itself wants Biden to back out. I think they know that it's a long shot for Biden to be able to win against Trump in 2024. After all, it was a long shot to even say that he won in 2020. And I think they want to put anyone else in. It's so funny to me, too, because if they were to run RFK Jr., I think they would win. I'm a Trump supporter. I love Donald Trump. But I think if they ran RFK against Trump, that they would have a really, really good shot at winning. There's the Tony Schaefer clip on the screen there showing where he told me that Bill Barr tried to shut him down. Is that clip actually embedded in that article? Okay, deleted off of Twitter. Unbelievable. I know Citizen Free Press covered it at one point in time. That's so funny. Oh, my God. Okay, so Bill Maher speaks the truth to the left. I think the left should run RFK Jr. if they know what's good for him, but they don't want to run him because he, like Trump, won't play ball. I don't agree with him as much as I agree with Trump, but he's similar to Trump in the fact that he is an outsider, despite the fact that his last name is Kennedy, and he won't play ball with the establishment. He speaks his mind. He has his own opinions. He has his own views. And they only want people they can control, which is why Joe Biden was the perfect candidate for them, because having dementia and being basically weakened at Bernie's, he is the most malleable president in the history of presidents since Franklin Pierce, who basically couldn't get anything done because his family tragically died right before he was inaugurated, and he was distraught during his entire presidency. Handsome fellow, though. Anyway, we'll cover more of this in the next segment. Make sure you stick with us. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the trifecta pack, which is going to be not offered on the same sale after this week. It's 40% off for DNA Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus, and Bodies. Three great products designed to work independently, wonderfully, but also to reinforce one another if used simultaneously. I highly recommend that you check out these three great products for 40% off while the sale lasts. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and stick with us, folks, because we will be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.